You know what's truly mind-blowing? Research shows that 73% of people completely change their life purpose at least once after age 30, yet we're still told to find our purpose like it's some permanent destination.
That's such a fascinating statistic. It really challenges everything we've been taught about purpose and calling.
Well, I've been diving deep into this concept lately, and what's really striking is how this fixed mindset about purpose completely contradicts human development. Think about it. We wouldn't expect a 40-year-old to have the same dreams as their 20-year-old self.
That makes me think about how many people might be staying in careers or paths that no longer serve them just because they feel committed to their original purpose.
Exactly. And here's what's fascinating. Studies show that the most successful entrepreneurs and leaders are actually those who've pivoted their purpose multiple times. It's like they understand something fundamental about growth that others miss.
Could you give some concrete examples of how this evolution actually plays out in real life?
Well, there's this remarkable case study of a sound healer who started doing one-on-one sessions for stress and anxiety. Over time, she discovered her impact could be exponentially greater by training other practitioners. Her purpose evolved from direct healing to creating a movement.
That's so interesting because she didn't actually abandon her original mission. She just found a way to scale it, right?
Precisely. And you know what's really compelling? Research from Harvard Business School shows that companies led by founders who evolved their mission statements over time outperformed those with static missions by 47%.
Oh wow, that really challenges the conventional wisdom about staying consistent at all costs.
And here's what's particularly fascinating about these transitions. Neuroscience shows that the discomfort we feel when shifting purpose actually indicates healthy brain plasticity. It's literally our neural pathways reorganizing for growth.
That's such a powerful reframe of the anxiety people feel when their purpose starts to shift. Instead of seeing it as something wrong, it's actually a sign of healthy development.
You know what's really interesting? Studies show that the average person will have 3 to 5 distinct purpose phases in their adult life, each building on the previous one, rather than replacing it entirely.
So it's more like chapters in a book rather than completely different stories?
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. Research indicates that people who consciously evolve their purpose report 60% higher life satisfaction compared to those who resist change.
That makes me wonder about the practical side, though. How do people actually navigate these transitions without completely disrupting their lives?
Well, the data shows that successful transitions typically follow a 90-10 rule. Maintain 90% stability while experimenting with 10% new direction. It's like having training wheels while you learn to ride a new bike.
That's such a helpful framework. It takes some of the pressure off feeling like you have to make dramatic changes overnight.
And what's fascinating is that this gradual approach actually leads to more sustainable change. Studies show that purpose shifts implemented incrementally have an 80% success rate, compared to just 20% for complete overhauls.
Those numbers really tell a story about the power of evolution versus revolution.
You know what else is interesting? Research from positive psychology shows that people who view purpose as dynamic rather than static show greater resilience in facing life challenges.
That makes so much sense. They're probably more adaptable when things don't go as planned.
Exactly. And here's something really powerful. Studies of successful career pivots show that 85% of people who successfully evolved their purpose point to one key factor. They focused on transferable skills rather than specific roles.
That's such an important distinction. It's about the underlying capabilities rather than the external labels.
And when we look at the bigger picture, this ability to evolve purpose becomes even more crucial. The World Economic Forum predicts that 65% of children entering primary school today will ultimately work in completely new job types that don't yet exist.
That really puts things in perspective. We're preparing for a future we can't even fully imagine yet.
So perhaps the most valuable skill we can develop is this ability to let our purpose evolve naturally, to stay connected to our core values while remaining responsive to changing conditions.
That's really the heart of it, isn't it? The courage to grow even when it feels uncertain.
Indeed. And as we wrap up, here's what I find most hopeful. Research shows that people who successfully evolve their purpose often report feeling more authentic, not less, in their new direction.
That really challenges the idea that changing course somehow means we've been untrue to ourselves.
Well, maybe that's the ultimate lesson here. That being true to ourselves means honoring our evolution, not fighting it.